Well, top of the morning to you, people of God. What? Welcome this morning as we come together in this time of worship. I just want you to know that that we do have some green here. We have green tape up here now in honor of St. Patrick's Day. You're Irish?
Yes.
Well, on St. Patrick's Day, isn't everybody Irish a bit? Huh? I always wear green because my eyes are green. I get by simple. Easy. Anyway, welcome this morning as we come together, as we celebrate this time, and also I want to thank the kids for helping lead worship this morning, and let us begin.
Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen. This is what baptism is.
Joined to the Christ in waters of baptism, we are clothed by God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace of Christ that we have through his forgiveness with one another. It's okay. Let us pray. God of the covenant, in the mystery of the cross, you propose everlasting life to the world. Gather all peoples into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
As the choir and the kids are coming up here, we started working on without even thinking about this here a while back, but it's a song with an Irish melody. It's called Lord of the Dance. Anybody here recognize the Lord of the Dance? I mean, I learned that when I was a kid, growing up, singing at Bible school and Bible camp and all over the place. So, we're going to sing it camp style. And please join in as you're able. Are you ready?
Morning. The first reading is from Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 12 and 17 through 18. Sometime later, Abram had a vision. The Lord said to him, "Abram, do not be afraid. I am like a shield to you. I am your very great reward." But Abram said, "Lord and King, what can you give me? I still don't have any children." My servant Eliezer comes from Damascus. When I die, he will get everything I own. Abram continued, You haven't given me any children, so this servant of mine will get everything I own. Then a message from the Lord came to Abram. The Lord said, When you die, what you will have not go to this man. You will have a son of your own. He will get everything you have. The Lord took Abram outside and said, Look up at the sky. Count the stars, if you can. Then the Lord said to him, That's how many children will be born into your family. Abram believed the Lord. The Lord has pleased with Abram because he believed. So Abram's faith made him right with the Lord. He also said to Abram, I am the Lord. I brought you out of Ur in the land of Babylon. I will give you this land to have as your very own. But Abram said, Lord and King, how can I know I will have this land as my own? So the Lord said to him, Bring me a young cow, a goat, and a ram. Each must be 3 years old. Bring a dove, a young pigeon along with them. Abram brought all of them to the Lord. Abram cut them in two and placed the halves opposite of each other. But he didn't cut the birds in half. Then large birds came down to eat the dead bodies of the animals and the birds. But Abram chased the large birds away. As the sun was going down, Abram fell into a deep sleep. A thick and scary darkness covered him. The sun set and it became dark. Then a burning torch and a pot filled with smoking coals appeared. They passed between the pieces of the animals that had been cut in two. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram. He said, I am giving this land to your family who comes after you. It reaches from the river of Egypt to the great Euphrates rivers. The Lord of the Lord.
Psalm 27 responsibly. The Lord is my light, and he will save me. Why should I fear anyone?
The Lord is my place of safety. Why should I be afraid?
My enemies are evil. They will trip and fall.
When they attack me and try to swallow me up.
Even if an army attacks me, my heart will not be afraid.
Even if war breaks out against me, I will still trust in God.
I'm asking the Lord for only one thing. Here is what I want.
I want to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
I want to look at the beauty of the Lord. I want to worship him in his temple.
When I am in trouble, he will keep me safe in his house.
He will hide me in the safety of his holy tent. He will put me on a rock that is very high.
Then I will win the battle over my enemies who are all around me.
At his holy tent, I will offer my sacrifice with shouting for joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Lord, hear my voice when I call out to you. Treat me with kindness and answer me.
My heart says, Seek him. Lord, I will seek you.
Don't turn your face away from me. Don't turn me away because you are angry. You have helped me.
God, my Savior, don't say no to me. Don't desert me.
My father and mother may desert me, but the Lord will accept me.
Lord, teach me your ways. Lead me along a straight path where are many people who treat me badly.
My enemies want to harm me, so don't turn me over to them. Witnesses who tell lies are rising up against me.
They say
all sorts of evil things about me.
Here is something I am still sure of. I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm still alive.
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and don't lose hope. Wait for the Lord.
Second reading is from Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join together in following my example. You have us in a model, so pay close attention to those who live as we do. I have told you these things many times before. Now I will tell you again with tears in my eyes. Many people live like enemies of the cross of Christ. The only thing they have coming to them is death. Their stomach is in their God. They brag about what they should be ashamed of. They think only about earthly things, but we are citizens of heaven, and we can hardly wait for a Savior from there. He is Lord Jesus Christ. He has the power to bring everything under his control. By his power, he will change our earthly bodies. They will become like his glorious body. My brothers and sisters, in this way, remain strong in the Lord. I love you and long for you. Dear friends, you are my joy and my crown. The word of the Lord.
I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to change us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
According to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, some of the Pharisees came to Jesus. They said to him, "Leave this place, go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "To go and tell that fox, I will keep on driving out demons. I will keep on helping people today and tomorrow and the third day, I will reach my goal. In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and that next day."
Certainly no process can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill prophets and throw stones in order to kill those who are certain to you. Many times I have wanted to gather you people. Oh, together I have a wanted to be like a hen who gathers her chicks under her wings, and you would not let me look. Your house is left empty, I tell you. You will not see me again until you say, Lush is the only who comes in the name of the Lord, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to please pray with me. Loving God, we give you thanks for your word. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation and thoughts of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When I read the gospel for today, I just went, this is tough. Tough text. You know, I was taught or told to preach and to look to see where the law is and the gospel is in the text. And by golly, I can see a lot of law in here. But I'm trying to figure out where the gospel is. And that's what I hope we'll uncover here in a moment. Where the gospel is in this text. We hear of Jesus doing the stuff he's doing. He's on his way to Jerusalem. That's where he's going. And he knows what's going to happen when he gets there. He's going to Jerusalem and he keeps on doing the stuff that he's been told not to do by many of the religious authorities, also the political authorities. We hear of Herod in here. You know, it seems like you can't be a prophet without living dangerously. It's dangerous being a prophet. Because you know what prophets do? They're willing to speak the truth of God's word regardless of the consequences. I want you to think about that just for a moment. You know, when as a pastor, I understand what I do here, what you've done here is you've called me to be your pastor. You've called me to be your pastor. It's different than simply hiring, okay? It's different. You call me to be your pastor because you called me to speak the truth. That's what I seek to do. And you know what? Sometimes you don't like it. Do you know that? Truth isn't always easy. It isn't always pleasant, because the truth gets in our face. So there, in other words, there's the kind of this prophetic, I guess, part of what I'm called to do too, is to speak the truth, regardless of what the consequences are. Now that's not real easy in today's world, because when we disagree with someone, suddenly they're your enemy. That seems to be the pattern that we've come in our society today. In today's gospel, we learn that Jesus certainly is preparing to live dangerously as he proclaims this prophetic message to the people of Jerusalem. Now, some of the Pharisees, now this is another interesting thing. You know, we talk about the religious leaders. They weren't all against Jesus. Some liked him, some didn't. You know, all that type of thing. It's kind of like you know, some like your pastor, some don't. I get it. Of course, not you guys, though. You all love me. Anyway. But there were some Pharisees, some of them that came to warn Jesus. They were concerned about his welfare, that Herod wanted to kill him. And how does Jesus respond to this message? One would think he'd take it seriously enough to protect himself or to retreat or do something. But not Jesus. Uh-uh. This news of Herod threatening him, his life, does not stifle or stop Jesus from doing what God had called him to do and prepared him to do. He continued to minister to all kinds of people in all kinds of places, never losing sight of Jerusalem, where he would meet his final destiny, where he would meet the cross. He knew that God had destined him to go to Jerusalem and die on a cross. And with his thoughts fixed on that holy city, we hear his heart. We hear his heart lament. You can almost hear him cry, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." What a heart-wrenching image that is, of lament, of love, and of pain. Ironic it is. Jerusalem! Jerusalem, the city of peace. It's derived from the word shalom in Hebrew, meaning peace, and a dwelling place of God's people, yet rejecting every prophet God sends him. So to be a prophet in biblical times meant that you must be willing to live dangerously, and no one knew that more than Jesus did, as he was well acquainted with the history of his own people. And he knew that he, too, would meet the same fate. Now, Jesus and all other true prophets of any time or place receive their orders and messages from God. Jesus and all true prophets never adjust their work or message to please or escape from any earthly power, you might say. Prophets do God's work and speak the truth of God's message regardless of the consequences. They live dangerously. Now, not only do prophets live dangerously, it's also a great tragedy, and it's really kind of ironic that most people who hear God's message spoken by the prophets live dangerously too. And the people live dangerously by rejecting God's message and refusing to repent or to turn around, to go a different direction. Jesus warns the people of this danger unless they change and repent, turn around, go a different direction. Now the thing is, God also calls us individually, as a congregation, as a community, as a nation, to repent, to turn around. It's not too late for us to repent, to turn around. We too are called to change our way of thinking, our way of living, and to obey God. Otherwise, we're in danger of suffering the same end as people in Jesus' day. And I want to suggest to you today, how do you know if you are listening to God? How do you know if you are following God's purpose and God's word for you? Well, if you want to speak, if what you speak and what you do isn't driven by loving God and loving your neighbor, there's something wrong with our ears. Because that is really the litmus test. Loving God, loving neighbor. If the words that we say, the deeds that we do run contrary to that, then we need to ask ourselves some serious questions. Today in our gospel, we have this wonderful, gentle picture of Jesus as a mother hen inviting us to repent of our sin, to turn away from our destructive words and thoughts and actions, to come under his protection. Because you know, hens are very protective of their chicks. How many have ever stuck your hand in where there's chickens and they got little chicks running around? What do they do? What do you wear when you go in there? A leather glove, right? Oh, I read a post just the other day about how a young fox got into a chicken coop or a brooder house, whatever you want to call it, and the chickens killed it. Did anybody else see that too? Brenda, you did? I was going, oh my. The image of a hen that I have is protecting a chick. The ultimate thing that a hen can do is to actually open themselves up in order to take the attention away from the chicks, right? That's kind of the image that I have, and sacrificing herself. Jesus uses that image of a hen, a protection, loving wings around us so that we might avoid the tragedy of our own deeds and words and actions. Are we listening? Are we responding? They are loving, suffering God, grant us the grace to really, truly hear and listen and repent of our wrong thinking, our wrong speaking, and our wrong doing. And to sincerely change our ways and amend our own lives. For it is our mental and our physical and spiritual health and salvation that Jesus has come to offer, to give us, right here and right now. Well, I hope there was some gospel in there somewhere. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended.
seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Seeking the grace, mercy, and love, Almighty God, we offer your prayers for the church, for people in need, and for all of creation. Compassionate God, call our people to stand firm as citizens of heaven, as we are humbled by your wondrous love, nurture such mercy in our hearts and ministries. Hear us, O God.
Hear our prayer.
Display your faithfulness to creation and the changing of the seasons. Orchestrate the great songs of praise that comes from rivers, birds, mountains, livestock, and wind. Hear us, O God.
Hear our prayer, hear our prayer. Lord, make us whole.
Drown out the terror in the world with acts of loving kindness and generosity. Release political leaders from pride and fear to act justly and to serve citizens. Hear us, O God.
Hear our prayer, hear our prayer. Lord, make us whole.
Rush to answer those who cry out to you in time of trial, especially Sue, Anne, Kathy, Phyllis, Lexian, Kevin, Sean, Anne, Libby, Joe, Owen, Bryce, Leo, Sam, our companion Congress in Malawi, and Abbasa, Francis, all those who serve in our military and their families, and all our members and friends residing in care facilities or confined to their homes, give shelter to your vulnerable children and cover them in the comfort of your mothering wings. Hear us, O God.
Hear our prayer, hear our prayer. Lord, make us whole.
Grant silence, solace to people who long to be parents but have faced difficulty in breeding, bearing, or adopting children. build life-giving parent and child relationships for the sake of all. Hear us, O God. Build in your holy community of saints throughout the work of bishops and ministries. Spread your word through our people for the sake of the word. Hear us, O God.
Hear our prayer, Lord, make us whole.
Relieve your will, reveal your will as you receive your prayers and confirm our ways to your ways through the saving work of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear our prayer, hear our prayer, Lord, make us whole. Peace to all people, Lord, for each soul. God of grace in this place, hear our prayer.
We continue our worship of God through our offerings. The noisy offering today will be gathered for our camper ships.
I invite you to stand as you're able.
Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Your love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my life that I may be consecrated. and my days. Let me flow in ceaseless praise. Take my silver and my gold, not an inch would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power that Thou would choose. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my will and make it Thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own, it shall be Thy royal throne. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise.
Merciful God has grains of wheat scattered upon the hills. We were gathered together to become one bread. So let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to those, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The table has been set for you, so come and eat. invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace and His peace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. My children, in the arms of Jesus, receive blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song. I want to walk as a child of the light. Just a few announcements or things to call your attention to. Today, following the service here, grab your coffee and that in the fellowship hall. Lori and I are going to be doing a short presentation on our trip last November. And you're going to get an extra special thing because Lori's going to also talk about her trip with Global Mission, which is a little bit more in depth. But that's following the service here in the fellowship hall. And I think it's all pretty self-explanatory. I've gone over the time. Good thing we had that Sunday called off because we banked an extra hour, you know. Dan, go ahead.
I've been pretty regular boring you with announcements at the end of the service, but this will be the last one for a while. We've decided, because of all the weather problems, not to continue with our web workshop for the time being and to kind of gather the flock and see what's going to be most workable. The best thing that has happened that I want everyone to know about is that we now have two people who, if in a particular event that you're dealing with, that you need to get help putting information out on Facebook or our website, that you can contact if I am not available, because I may be doing a bit more traveling than I have in the past. And those are Darren and Luann. So I want you to give them a big hand for participating.
Okay.
Linda said, if you haven't done so already, if you're a Thrivent member, transfer your Thrivent Choice dollars, if so choose, to the congregation, because that's something and it's by the end of this month, right?
Yeah.
By the end of this month, that needs to be done. Okay, I think the other ones are self-explanatory. So are you doing that?
Go for it.
Go for it? Okay. Remember, we changed the ending now. We changed the ending. It has everything to do with what we do and what we say, though, and how we respond. Kind of what hopefully you heard in the sermon today. So celebrate Jesus.
Live the life.
There you go.